Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
thank
is...
Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P on Blog Talk Radio, Night Court 12. I'm T-A-Z. This is where we make decisions in the Z appellate court. With innocent being keeping it real, and it got to go down for guilty. Today's date is 10/31/2013, Halloween. We use the month, which is 10, and the year, 2013. And this is going to be case number 12 that I'm starting off with before I introduce my guest. This is case number 12, so the docket number is 10-2013-012. The first case is afraid of ghosts, afraid of being naked. Now, you can combine both fears into one giant scream fest. In Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania, it's open, and it's the first haunted scream park that's meant to expose participants to a new kind of fear. Labeled the Naked and Scared Challenge, the unique brand of Halloween experience asks visitors to strip down to nothing and enter one of their haunted houses completely naked, nude, bucket naked, all that stuff. You could either go prude or nude, and prude is what your underwear is on. I pose this to the jury, the panel, Miss Kitty going first. Would you participate in this haunted house? Would you go nude, prude, or no? Or hell no? Miss Kitty.
Hell no. I think it's great for those that are, I guess, comfortable. Really, I just think it's disgusting. I'm not even going to cover it up. But, you know, more power to them.
DJ Carmi.
Again?
I know you lost, but I want your opinion. Would you participate in this?
I'm going to have to agree with her. You know, I'm not with, you know, I don't know. It depends on who the ghost is.
So you up in the air? Are you stripped naked and go through the haunted house?
That one. It depends on who the ghost is. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. The panel right now, because I'm supposed to be waiting on Marva, who is one of the people that listen to the soap opera that I read from time to time on here. I have Miss Kitty, and I have DJ Carmi. DJ Carmi, tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right. Well, I am DJ Carmi at Party Time Radio. My radio show is geared more towards me helping the new artists or the indie artists that are out there. So, you know, if you guys know of anyone who wants to get some airplay, definitely look me up. I've been, my station has been going on since 2009. And I've been knowing TAZ for quite a while, and I'm very proud of him and what he's doing. And I just want to say hello to everybody, and it's good to meet everybody.
Miss Kitty, you do the same thing, exactly what you do. I know you wear about 12 different hats, so I can't even name what you do.
Well, right now my main focus is the magazine, the Indiegator magazine. I'm working on the December issue, where it's still bringing positive exposure to musicians or entertainers and business owners, just in a print format as well as digitally. So I do that. Next year I'll start back focusing on Kitty Williams Live, the radio show as well, and the TV show where we just, it's all the same mission, just different media formats. So I love it.
And you see, I think I suggested you guys be friends on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Now that y'all talking, and that way y'all can, you know, talk behind the scenes to each other and do something.
Oh,
she's in Miss Kitty is in Houston, and DJ Carmi is in Florida.
Right.
So y'all can still network, though, for real. That was the first one, the Naked Haunted House. And one, this is case number 013, and it's pertaining to Halloween. I want your opinion again. Is this the right thing to do? A North Dakota woman says she plans to hand out letters instead of Halloween candy to trick-or-treaters she considers to be moderately obese. The Fargo woman's letter which quickly spread via social media after she announced her intentions. Blessed to the parents of the trick-or-treaters who receive it. It informs their parents that their children appear to be moderately obese, which is just fat. The letter urges parents not to feed children candy and to guide their youngsters towards a healthier lifestyle. My question now, this is trick-or-treat. And I'm out there, I see me being a kid out there trying to get some candy, and I'm getting a letter. I just want to know, do y'all feel this is right for the lady to tell the fat kids, you need this letter, the skinny kids, y'all get this Hershey bar? I'm going with DJ Carmi first.
I think it's discrimination. And I can say it. I mean, just because I'm fat does not mean I'm healthy. So who are you to tell me I can't have no candy? On Halloween, I might be healthy. I mean, some guinea kids are unhealthy. So I don't think that's right. I think it's discrimination.
Miss Kitty?
Hello? Okay.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's total discrimination. It's blatant. And, you know, the double standards aren't cool. That's not even the right format for it. Halloween, everybody's getting candy or, you know, goodies or whatever they're getting. So to bully children like that, I think it's just wrong. And she's not, I mean, how are you helping anyone? You're making the chubby kids feel bad, but then you're also promoting obesity in the skinny kids, you know, by feeding them a whole bunch of candy. So really, it's pointless to me.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Great answer. The first, actually, 001, the first issue that I have, and I want to know your opinions again. The U.S. government shutdown. I don't even need to say no more because we all kind of know it's been in the news for weeks, and I want to know your opinions on that. Was it right or wrong, really? I mean, all feelings aside, was it right or wrong to shut down the government over this Obama, so-called Obamacare, which is Affordable Health Act? Miss Kitty.
I mean, I'm a little biased because it put my father out of work for a few weeks, having been in the Army for 30 years, you know, retired and still working as a civilian now, a civilian contractor, so it put him out. And plus half my family's military, so I don't know if my answer really matters, but I don't agree with the reasoning behind it being shut down. You know, I think it's great that everybody is supposed to get pay, or most of the people are supposed to get back pay. That's cool and all, but meanwhile, it just hurt a lot of families. So, and when the people that are making these rules and that are causing it to be shut down, they're not hurting at all. They've got hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, so it didn't affect them at all. I just don't see the point in it. You know, and I feel it makes us look bad to other countries as far as our stability and our strength, you know, supposedly one of the leading nations. But that's my biased opinion.
Point well taken. DJ Carmi.
Well, I got to agree with Kitty on that. I think it was unnecessary, and I think that by shutting down the government, you're playing with people's lives, and uncaringly. We're nothing more to them than just a number. You know, there's a lot of people that depend on our government as far as your funds and different things, and people that were in the military, as she said, and I think that you don't care enough about the people that are here in the United States. And I have to say this, that somebody actually hit me up on Facebook. He was from, I think, India. And he was like, I've always wanted to come to the United States. I think it's this, and I think they have so much. And then at the same time, we have the government shut down. So how do I respond to this? Dude, you might better wait. You know what I'm saying? When we used to be the country that everybody wanted to run to, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Totally.
There was an incident that I've heard, because there were several incidents, like during the days when it was shut down, a lot of different situations that I heard. But this one in particular, this lady had lost her husband, and he was a fireman, and he died the week before the shutdown. And she had an appointment to get the death benefits for her and her family the next week. And that was the day they decided to shut down the government, and evidently she couldn't go in and do it. That put her on.
Wow.
I know. I mean, when you think about stuff like that, you think about the babies, the babies that were that are on cancer treatment, and they found the what you call it, the house found out about that, and they went on and supplied that money. They didn't cut that money off. It was getting ready to be cut off, but then they found out about some instances that happened, and they decided to give the money. I'm a military disabled veteran, and I got my paycheck. They was going to say we wasn't going to get it, but there was approval that we was going to get it that first month, but the next month we would have had to wait. It had it went that long, but it didn't go that long. So, yeah, I understand, Ms. Kenny, and I totally agree with exactly what all you guys said, because I was against it, too. It was a stupid reason to prove a point. Okay, case number two. After Sean Freeman returned a rented tuxedo to a tuxedo rental company in Oklahoma City, he realized he misplaced a large amount of cash. Sean, owner of a military surplus business, told Channel 4 News, "Couldn't find my money, and I was like, oh, maybe I left it in the pocket." Sean rented the tux as part of his friend's Halloween party. When he realized the money was missing 2 days after the party, he called the rental shop and spoke to the owner. Earlier that day, she dropped the tuxedo off to a cleaning store down the street. She raced back down, searched the tux, and said, "When I reached in the back, I felt it, and I was like, oh, my God, look at this." She found $1,200 wadded in the back of the pants pocket of the tuxedo. She gave it back, called the customer, and gave it back to him. My question for the panel is, would you return that money? I know what I would have did. Would y'all return that money? I know what I... Man, times is hard. I need vittles. DJ Kong.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If they already knew, the dude had already said, hey, I'm missing the money, da, 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 I would have had to return it. Had I been on the other end and didn't know about the situation, I may not have returned it. Because I don't know who to return it to. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Miss Kitty.
Yeah, I mean, times are hard in the economy, but me, I would have returned it back just because I believe, you know, karma and all that stuff. And on the other hand, I just, you know, I watch a lot of crime shows and stuff, and there's always ways to trace everything and backtrack and all of that, and I wouldn't want to get caught up in that. Not over $1,200, not $50,000. You might not be able to find me, but, you know.
Well, everybody's real nice on this panel tonight. Praise God, except the judge. The judge said, hell with that. $1,200. Number four. I'm sure everybody heard this one. The black lady that was, she was a victim of abuse and was in Florida and was sentenced to 20 years behind bars for firing a warning shot. I'm sure y'all heard this one.
Yes.
At her husband. She was granted a new trial. The appellate court ruling erased a decision by a jury that took just 12 minutes to convict her. Her name was Marissa Alexander, mother of three, and she was aggravated. She was assaulted by her husband, and it sparked outrage because she was black and in the state of Florida. They just got over that stand your ground rule with George Zimmerman. My question is, was this the right decision, and why the hell it took so long to realize that it was wrong, Miss Kitty?
Well, that's actually news to me. I'm glad that they overturned it. We all know why it took so long, but all I can say is I'm just glad, especially with other people getting off over worse offenses. You know, Now, I've known for a long time that, you know, women, if you're abused, if you finally lash out at the man or whatever, then, you know, you're likely to go to prison. I've heard all those stories all through college and everything and all the courses I would take. But, you know, it's really sad. It should never get to that point. But at the end of the day, if George Zimmerman was shooting in self-defense, I believe this lady was shooting in self-defense that she had a right to defend herself. So I'm just glad they finally got that fixed and took the bias out of it.
DJ Carmi.
Yes, I have to agree with her. And it was during part of the time, you know, after the Trayvon Martin case, the Stand Your Ground law, and they were so quick to not do any prosecuting with George Zimmerman. And I just heard, I think yesterday, that the Stand Your Ground law was not even used in his case. And that's another whole story. But anyway, yeah, I think it was totally, it was terrible. I mean, she did not shoot at him. She shot up in the air just to stop him. And, you know, during this time, he had been beating her. He was beating her that day. He had been constantly abusing her for a while. And
right.
For her to fire just a warning shot, and you're talking 20 years, it's
yeah.
ridiculous. But that's, I live in Florida, and that's the way it is. It's totally biased. And people like to ignore the fact that they don't want to think that it's a race issue, but if you look at the facts, you'll see who gets away with it and who doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to say every answer that, every scenario that I said, it ends with because you're black.
yeah.
The
it's
shutdown,
like America's biggest open secret.
The shutdown for the government. Because Obama's black.
that's exactly what it is.
George Zimmerman getting off because Trayvon Martin was black. I mean, every answer you could almost come up with. I mean, and they keep saying you want to play the race card. Well, the race card is already out there. Y'all ain't playing
it.
Because you already know what the answer is. I have to come up and say that's the reason why. Okay, Scandal, the TV show Scandal, it wouldn't be talked about as much on Facebook by all these black women had Olivia been white. really, it'd just be a regular old TV show, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all be like, well, you know, it's all right. You know, Doris Day played a good role, but it's all right.
And that's something we can't get past. We can't get past that issue because we're all
race.
Different.
Never.
Yeah. Mhm. I have a question though for you, Ataz. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Am I here?
I'm here.
Okay. Did he fall off?
You there?
I think we lost him. That's a first. Well, I guess I can ask you, Kitty, until he returns.
I'm curious.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
Yeah. I was going to mention the show Ironside and the thoughts of the cancellation of that show.
They're canceling the show?
They have already canceled. You're watching the remnants. They canceled it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. That's not cool. I was just starting to get into it. I know I probably watched about maybe three episodes or so. All I know is my show yesterday. Matter of fact, that does make sense. Doesn't it come on Wednesday nights, I think?
I believe
right
it was Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And they
I was
waiting
to watch my Law and Order, and everything was just missing. I was so upset.
I think that was... Yeah.
Hello?
Welcome back.
Yeah, I guess I dropped. the number five is about George Zimmerman.
Okay,
and,
right.
George Zimmerman, they made a new rule in Florida.
Just one moment.
And the new rule
go ahead.
Is to be released at a community meeting on November 5th, and they will state explicitly that residents acting under the authority of Neighborhood Watch may not carry a firearm or pursue someone that's deemed necessary. My question is, shouldn't this have been the rule the whole time? We had to go through somebody getting killed and Zimmerman getting off and an uprising in the country. Shouldn't this have been the rule the whole time that Neighborhood Watch people are supposed to watch and not have a weapon? I'm starting with Miss Kitty.
I mean, to me, that sounds like the point of a Neighborhood Watch. Your job is to watch. If you see something strange, call the police. At least he did that right, but when he stopped following instructions, or anyone who decides to become a vigilante, it's just crazy to me. Now, if the guy is, you know, beating on or trying to kill somebody else or whatever, I don't know, maybe drastic measures have to be taken, but that was not the case. So, yeah, leave it up to the police and let them deal with any backlash from any choices that they make. A Neighborhood Watch, you know, just help keep the neighborhood safe, report any suspicious activity. You know, it's scary to think that there's people going around with guns and they can just, you know, have a bad day and shoot you just because they feel threatened by you, or they don't feel threatened by you but want to claim that they did. It's ridiculous.
DJ Carmi.
Yeah, I'm going to say, me growing up, always thought the Neighborhood Watch was, okay, the neighbors get together, we have a meeting about, okay, if you see something strange, we call the police. This is the first case ever in my entire life, and I'm not going to tell you my age, never knew of anybody killing anybody over a Neighborhood Watch. So to be in an uproar, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's me or any, is that me?
So
I'm just saying that the whole thing was out of order to me, because this is the first time I've ever heard anything about a Neighborhood Watch person, period, killing somebody because they look suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
No, out of order, just like you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just no logic to it whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Case number six. Since 2012 campaign will never end, apparently Mitt Romney launched a Facebook attack at President Obama and Obamacare on Wednesday. He was provoked because the president traveled to his state to talk about Romney Care. The White House said Obama planned to point out Massachusetts sluggish start Wednesday. They said that the first month there was 123 paying customers that signed up, with 36,000 coming by the time penalties kicked in for failing to have insurance. This is the same kind of outcome that will happen at the national level, but it will take time. So my question again is your view on this, because they said Romney Care is the same as Obamacare, affordable health care. It's a slow start. There's glitches on the website. They're even saying that people that had that coverage is now going to have to change to the high-end coverage to accommodate the mandatory changes that Obamacare wants. My question is, why are these Republicans all mad? Because they were all for Romney Care, but once Obama decided to bring the same model national, now it's a big, they pitching a bitch. My bad. But you know they're pitching one. Miss Kitty.
I don't know. I'm not Republican. I think I went on one of the websites and I wanted to see what I would have to pay for insurance or whatnot. And now I currently pay $100 a month, and so mine would have gone to $200 or whatever, but I have insurance through my job. As far as the Republicans, and maybe, I don't really know. I assume many of them are rich and whatever, so it really doesn't affect them the same, I don't think. But I'm not understanding why, if Romney Care is the same as Obamacare, then it's just really stupid to to be against it. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a matter of America's biggest open secret. So, I don't know. I can't really answer that. I don't think like a Republican. All right.
Yeah, well, we all know the answer to that. Yes, we all know the answer to that. They're going to try to make Obama's life a living hell his whole term. I don't care what he decides. I don't care what president tried it back in the day. It's a no-no for him. Everything is going to be rejected. Now, let's get back to this Obamacare. Now, Romney Care, if it was the same thing, it was slow. Obamacare, it's kind of expensive. Now, it's time to be real about the thing because, you know, I have some people. When I first went to the website, it was totally down. I don't know if somebody hacked into it, but the words was all over the place. It was messed up. But looking at the insurance plans that they have, some people that are out there that are not working probably won't even qualify.
My question to you, DJ Carmi, is Florida a red state or a blue state?
I think they are a red state.
Okay. I know Texas is a red state. Georgia is a red state. I just let you know that's where the problems are at in the red state.
Thank you.
Okay. You can go on with the hacking, and I think somebody did hack it, but I'm just saying the problems with the site is in the red state.
It's in the red state.
Kentucky straight. They ain't got no problems. Iowa ain't got no problems. What's going on? It's in the red states.
It's in the red states.
I just want you to know that.
Not surprised.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on? You got one. The thing is turning around in circles, and the words are here and there. And I'm like, you can't really understand what's going on the website. And then eventually they fixed it. But then when I went and seen the prices, I'm like, okay, I see. So a lot of people may benefit from the Obamacare, but some people may end up benefiting more from their job, like Miss Kitty, and may have a better, you know what I'm saying, better plans and pay less money. But that, you know, that's kind of expensive. I gotta let you know that.
I like that people can't get discriminated against because of health issues and, you know, other things. So there are some great things to it. You know, I still don't know everything about, you know, Obamacare or affordable health care plan, but I do like some of the points of it. It's taking away some of the discrimination because you have a pre-existing condition, so you don't deserve, you know, a better quality of life. Like, what type of crap is that?
Exactly.
Unless you got better quality type of money.
Yeah.
Here we go, case number 7. I don't know if you guys heard this. A Google Glass Explorer named Cecilia Aberdeen ran afoul of the California Highway State Patrol last night and came away with a ticket for distracted driving. The culprit, her Google Glass, which the officer saw as equivalent to driving with a TV screen blocking her view. The consequences for her are likely to be minor, but the incident raises lingering questions about the legal status of glass on the road at the same time when the device is moving ever closer to mainstream use. I think she was using it as a GPS, which, you know, she had it in her glasses and could see on one side lens. And, you know, it's a glass that goes on one side of your lens where you can, like, futuristically look in the glass and see, she was using the GPS, that's what they said on the
that's
news.
Some spy stuff, okay.
Yeah, it's just like when you put on glasses and then you play a video game, and you fighting, and you can see them on both sides, but on one side of these glasses, you use it as the, you know, whatever you're looking up online, and of course, it's running off the satellite and everything else. My question, are you against wearing these Google glasses while driving or operating heavy equipment? And in her case, like I said, they said she was using for GPS. So, hey, I'm going with DJ Carmi. I know she over there like, what's a Google Glass? But look it up. It's online.
Right. So I need to ask a question. So did she have an accident while wearing the glasses? Because I'm trying to see what happened. She didn't have an accident.
The guy knew what she had on her face when she passed by, and he stopped her. Let me see. The main item on the ticket is for so he stopped her for speeding and wearing them glasses.
Okay, so see, I don't see anything. I mean, she got stopped for speeding. I don't think that had anything to do with the Google glasses. I wouldn't think. I would think that that's just her. But I really need to find out what the Google glasses are, you know, so I can really form my opinion. What?
So you can get a pair.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and take them out first.
Because that's a new technology. But like I said, you know, you wear the glasses and you play the games and you fighting people and you can see it in the glasses where it's on one lens where the actual device sets and they said she was pulling up GPS, which you can look on that glass, you know, and see the GPS. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm in a flux because if you're using it for GPS, which is harder to drive it, it's better than just taking your whole eyes off the road and looking at the GPS, am I right?
Absolutely.
I wear glasses now, and I'm trying to picture having one. For me, it would be a distraction. I don't know. She might be really great at multitasking, but for me to have one lens or whatever totally blocked with trying to look at something in there and then trying to make sure that my peripheral vision isn't blocked or whatever. Like, I just can't do it. I would rather just, you know, I use my phone. I put in my coordinates or whatever, and I have the voice turned on. I put my phone to the side, and I just let the voice guide me and tell me where to go, you know. So I can't imagine having something like that in my glasses while driving with all the other distractions. I don't know if she had kids in the car as well, or the radio going as well, and just all the stuff that can happen. It's risky. But again, I would have to, you know, examine the evidence as well to see what these things look like. But just trying to imagine having one of my lenses like that just seems a little odd and uncomfortable and distracting.
Well, when I seen it, I was like, I'm thinking that it would, okay, if you're looking out the window, it was clear glasses, first of all. And if you're looking out your window, your windshield, I'm thinking that it would kind of like be like projected like as if it was on the windshield as you're looking at the windshield with the glasses on. That space Star Trek bullshit. That's what I'm thinking it would look like. But, I mean, and you could still see everything else behind you. I mean, behind it because it's not like a color screen. I'm thinking it was just words on top of a clear glass. You know what I'm saying? But you can still see the road and everything else. But I don't know how it would work. And like DJ Carmi talked about, which she didn't say, but I said it for her, I need to go get me a pair of these.
Yeah.
I need to go get me a pair of these.
Myself.
So
I love technology now.
Yeah, me too. So I can see what the hubbub is about. Gotta get me a pair of these. Okay, case number 8. Case 008. This is about the Miami Dolphins football team. Jonathan Martin's strange absence from the Dolphins has developed into one of the more unusual stories of this NFL season. Martin, who is in his second season and has started all 7 games for Miami this season, was listed as doubtful on the Dolphins injury report with an illness. According to the report, Martin left the team after his teammates played a joke on him in the team cafeteria on Monday. His teammates walked away from him when he sat down and apparently joking about him being sick, and Martin flipped out. Martin smashed the food tray on the floor of the team's lunchroom and left. He hasn't returned to the team since. Now, that sounds like somebody really getting ready to lose their mind. By the team playing a joke on them. I want to know, was the team wrong or was Martin wrong? for skipping out and not coming back. And he has not been back since it happened. I think it was on I'm trying to look at the day that it said, didn't say what day it was. On Monday, this Monday. He has not been back since. And more than likely, he's not going to play on Sunday, too. So was the team wrong or was Martin wrong for flipping out Miss Kitty?
Why did they say that he was sick or something? Because he got hurt?
They said he was sick. No, he didn't get hurt. They said he was sick. When he said, like, okay, everybody said in the lunchroom, did he go sit at a particular table? And everybody get up and play the whammy on him, like, I ain't sitting by him, he's sick. And they go to another table.
Yeah. For no reason, they did it.
Yeah, I think
that was, I'm surprised that he couldn't, I don't know.
That.
I would think that they would have had more camaraderie amongst them to know when folks are joking or whatnot. I don't know how serious it is or if there were like, underlying brewing issues already, but you would think it's something that they could sort of talked about after the fact. Now, me, I know I'm not really into having jokes played on me or whatnot, but, you know, they're a team, so at some level somebody should have sat down and talked, hey, it was just a joke or whatever. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. Feels like he had his ego bruised or something.
And
yeah.
It sounded to me like he was really sick mentally. that's a lot of money to be given up. DJ Carmi.
Okay, this is my opinion on that. You know, I'm a people person. It really depends on how he was feeling. Number one, he was sick. Number two, that sickness bring on stress. You're already having, you know, a bad day and or probably a bad week, and you're not feeling at your best, and you got things in your head to say, well, this might help, you know, whatever the sickness is, could mess up my career. And when you have these things going on in your head and then somebody comes along and want to play around with it, it can cause the emotions. I mean, sometimes people have snapped. I mean, go postal over something this simple. So you have to be caring. I think the team should have been more caring. They should have talked with him about his problem before they make the joke. And I know a lot of times men do this, especially in sports. And any other thing, you know, you like to play jokes on each other and this and that, but there's a time for everything, and this just wasn't the time, and he could have been mentally bruised by whatever he was going through, and that just added the cherry to the cake. It could happen to where you can be so messed up in the head at the time that it happens that you can really flip out, and that's just, you know, life. So I'm putting myself in his shoes on how I would have felt with me being sick and I can't play the game knowing how much money I'm making, and then here they are talking about, oh, you're sick, I don't want to sit by you. That can really ruin a person.
Here's the news report that I recorded about this incident.
Just a day away now from the first game of Week 9, a Halloween affair in Miami in which the Dolphins are hoping to avoid scaring their fans. The last month has been a little frustrating for South Florida, the home team having dropped four straight and drifted into the finger-pointing phase of the season now. Jeff Darlington told us yesterday about the team's frustration about Mike Sherman's offense, and now they have an MIA right tackle.
Lindsay, yeah, the Dolphins are dealing with a situation right now with their starting right tackle, Jonathan Martin. Martin had a situation on Monday in which a teammate described it as an emotional breakdown. Martin immediately left the facility, I'm told by sources, to seek professional help. There's no real details. Most of the team, including the teammates and the team, are generally out of the loop with this ongoing status, but it is a very fluid situation. From a football standpoint, they do not expect him to be part of the team on Thursday. He hasn't been at the facility since Monday. He also hasn't practiced. He's now with his family. He's continuing to seek that professional help, but beyond that, the only thing that the Dolphins know is that they will not have him at their game on Thursday.
So it's agreed that the court finds the team wrong for this?
I can't say that they are wrong.
Miss Kitty, you can't say they're wrong for this?
I think it was wrong to bully him like that. But at the same time, like DJ Carmen said, he had to really be going through something at that moment to react that way and to just MIA, like. And, you know, if the team knew that or if they saw that and they went ahead and pulled the prank anyway, then, you know, that's pretty dirty. That's pretty dirty, and that's not going to help anything. You would think they would come together and try to help him get through whatever he's going through to, you know, for the sake of the team. You know, all for one, one for all that stuff, whatever happened to it.
Right, and I don't think they knew.
Love you.
I don't think that they really knew that he had felt it to that extent. Because a team, when it comes to sports and teams, you're all family. And I know they cared about this guy, and I think that if they knew he felt a certain way, they wouldn't have done it.
I hope so, yeah.
Number nine, Senator Berlusconi was sentenced to 4 years in jail in August, commuted to one for masterminding a massive tax fraud scheme at his Mediaset television empire. Because of his age, he is considered certain to be allowed to stay out of prison, making either house arrest or community service the most likely ways that he will serve his sentence. It is not automatic that his request for community service will be granted. This guy actually was allowed to request it. And he's a billionaire media tycoon, is not likely to begin the sentence until next year. Criminals assigned to community service normally work in nonprofit organizations, such as soup kitchens for the homeless, centers for drug addicts, or a group offering assistance to the elderly. He faces a ban from public office and expulsion from his seat as a senator, and has fiercely protested his innocence, saying he's a victim of political motivated prosecutors and judges. Some media reports have suggested that he may insist on going to prison rather than being seen in any way coming to terms with the justice system by requesting an alternative sentence. My question for the jury is, should he do this light shit and be on house arrest? Or should he just go to prison? Because, like, yo, if it was, and here's going another example of because he black. Well, because he white, this cat gets to choose whether he does some damn kitchen soup duty and house arrest. And I'm like, what? Should he go to jail for this tax evasion? It was massive tax fraud, which got him more money probably. So should he go to jail for this? Or do the sentence that he's requested miss? No, I'm going to go DJ Carmen. I think she's laughing all the way through it.
I said go ahead and ask Wesley Snipes and then get back with me. Man, come on. These guys didn't have a chance. They couldn't have no choices. You know what I'm saying? Wesley Snipes, not only him, who else? Big Pun?
Lauren
Come
Hill?
On. They did not. Lauren Hill. Oh, my God, my baby.
Lauren Hill.
Come on. Are you serious? Let him choose what he wants to do.
Power and that money.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that a bitch? But Wesley Snipes had some money. He had some money.
Yes, he did.
He still has to go to jail. And he goes back to because he's what?
That's a mess.
That's what I thought.
I have nothing
further
to say on that. We all know. Yeah.
That kind of got you upset, this kid. Okay, here's another one. This is case number 10. In Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive. Okay. Mm. One of the women, since it's social media, she posted on Twitter behind her car, and then she posted on Twitter of herself being stopped by police. She was taken to a police station. Activists said though it was not immediately clear whether she would face further action, all because she was driving. One female activist, speaking on condition of abnormally, abnormal, you know what I'm saying, the publication of the video clip and photograph was the first part of the two-stage campaign designed to change attitudes towards women driving in Saudi Arabia. In the second stage, women with international driving licenses will be asked to get behind the wheel on October 26th. To drive with a license should not be against the law. The authorities, the country, how people think has changed. Conservative supporters of the ban, including members of Saudi Arabia's powerful cleric establishment, have said allowing women to drive would encourage the sexes to mix freely in public and thus threaten public morality. My question is, should these women drive in Saudi Arabia? Knowing that I got a woman panel, I know what the answer is going to be, but I just want to hear y'all express it. Miss Kitty.
I mean, I know even in America I hear men complaining all the time about women can't drive and blah, 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 but still, at least we're, you know, we're allowed to. I think it's a silly law. It's a ridiculous law amongst many others in the region. So, yeah, I mean, I think if they can pass the same standard driving test, if they have driving tests over there that the men pass, then there should be no reason that they can't drive. That's just another form of oppression to block it. And to say that it would threaten morality is, anyway, that's just dumb.
DJ Carmi.
I don't agree. I think they should not be able to drive over there, just like they shouldn't be able to drive over here.
Really?
Let me stop. Okay. No, of course. Of course, you know that's crazy. Of course the women should be able to drive over there. I meant Saudi Arabia. If you got a McDonald's, then women should be able to drive. I mean, they have McDonald's now. What's the big deal? You know what I'm saying? I meant
she went to the McDonald's argument. Wow.
No, seriously, I mean, I don't think there should be a problem with women driving. There are already a lot of restrictions over there for women. A lot of women have been coming out, too, you know, since things have been changing in the past decade. They've been coming out over there and trying to get more rights. And I think that they're going through the same thing that we had to go through. We have to start somewhere. So, yes, they need to be able to drive and do a whole lot of other things that they have not been able to do.
The last case, case number 11, we really went to 13 because I started at 13. A thief was caught not so much red-handed as green-faced it in London after breaking into a car that sprayed them with a liquid that glows emerald under ultraviolet light. He was found guilty of stealing objects inside a car after police produced photos showing his face covered with the liquid, invisible under normal light, but they put the ultraviolet light on him, and he was guilty. My question for the panel is, should this dye, they're thinking about using this dye in cars over there and in houses. Should this dye be used, or is it effective? And the judge got an opinion on this. I'm saying hell no, because every time some nigga want to break in the house, I got green shit that I can only see under ultraviolet light in my shit. I don't mean to cuss, but damn it, that's the bullshit. Every day, walk in your car, my suit, you at the club, and your suit is green because somebody a couple of days before broke in it. And you got to keep paying for the cleaning bill? I'm not feeling that. Okay, but I digress. DJ Carmen, should this dye be used?
Of course it should be used, because you're not going to catch everybody. Everybody's not going to get caught there breaking people's houses. However, if you got a neighbor down the street that say, hey, Junebug just left your house, and he don't have to be in a lineup, all you got to do is shine that light and see the green stuff. That's it, Junebug broke in my house. So I think, yes, absolutely.
I understand.
Yes.
Because you took my Parliament album, so I got to beat his ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Miss Kitty.
The shining light. I'll get him. Shining light in that crowd. I'll get him. Okay? That's what you want.
Miss Kitty.
I'm torn because I agree. I think it's a great idea, but then you were talking about all the cleanup and all this other stuff, so I'm like, But you know, just in theory, you know, it sounds like a great idea to identify people if there were a way to make it to where, you know, the victims don't get punished as well. So
that's right.
Yeah, I think it's a
I don't care
cool
about
idea,
the green stuff. Just show me who it was. I don't care about what's on my floor and my couch. Show me who broke in my house.
Yeah.
That's all I care.
Here's a recap of what we did. The Naked Ghost House, there was a clear evident no, but somebody said depends on the ghost. The lady in North Dakota giving out candy to the skinny kids and letters to the fat kids, we declared the discrimination. The U.S. government's shutdown, was it right? We said it was unnecessary, hurting families. The cash in the guy's rental tuxedo, the judge said he would have kept it, and everybody else said they would have returned it. What kind of judge am I? a Florida woman, the black Florida lady that shot the warning shot, we all was in agreement with the decision being right to overturn it, and it should have been done earlier. The neighborhood watch overturned, talking about they're not allowed to carry any weapons, and just watch and then call the police. It was the right thing to do. We all decided on that one. Also, Obamacare, Romneycare, one of the answers is because he's black. Another answer was no answer. She didn't know how Republicans thought or Republicans thought. It's expensive, and also the problems lie in the red states. If you really just pay attention to it, the problems lie with Obamacare in the red states. Also, the Google Glass. Are you against wearing the Google Glass while driving or operating heavy equipment? And we all agree that it's risky and distracting. The football player who was evidently mentally sick. Was the team wrong or was he wrong? And I said the team was wrong. Well, y'all said you didn't really know. It was weird of him acting that way. And also, he could have been going through some things that you just didn't know about beforehand, which sent him off the deep end. Also, the senator who is rich and did tax fraud and got a choice of what kind of sentence he want. And basically, we all was like, ask Wesley Snipes, which I agreed with wholeheartedly. the Saudi Arabian women driving, and basically everybody said it was a silly law. And the dye that we use, that they use in London to catch people breaking into people's cars, eventually will catch people breaking into people's houses. Should this dye be used? We said yes, but I gave the opinion out. I don't want this stuff all over my furniture and my good albums. this is the Z Appellate Court. I want to thank the guests again, DJ Carmi and Miss Kitty. You guys have any last words or you want to give out information to your website so people can hit you up and check you guys out? Starting with Miss Kitty.
Oh, okay, yes, Kitty Williams in Houston. You can check out the IndieGatorMag.com. That's Indie as an independent, Gator, mag.com for our upcoming issues. And stay tuned next year for Kitty Williams Live when we get back on the airwaves with independent talent and business owners. And that's all I got. And a shout out to everybody all over the world. And love you, Charlie. Okay, that's it.
DJ Carmi.
Well,